fantasy, sports, and politics.
Get ready to rumble!
You wanna talk smack? You in the right place. So take a step back before I get all up in your face. I know you got your little views, you know I got mine. But there's like 50 other dudes holding on the phone line. Your voice will be heard, sir.
Next caller, please.
And if I don't concur, we can agree to disagree.
We're talking fantasy, sports, and politics. Fantasy, sports, and politics. Fantasy, sports, and politics. Fantasy, sports, and
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's about that time. And you know what? To tell you what time it is, I need French Montana. I need Joey Crack, talking about Fat Joe, and Remy Ma. Because this is an exclusive. Here you go. Enjoy.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. All the way up. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. What you want, shorty? What you need? My nuts run game. We ain't never leave.
Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. That's what happens when you get to a fantasy football draft. And you're trying to beat everybody. And you want a piece of the pie, you're turned all the way up. And since I'm turned all the way up, I'm going to turn you all the way out. Once JTAT and Money gets on this MIC, we're going to call one of our very own fantasy football drafts. Now, Jerry doesn't like to broadcast while we're doing a draft, because it takes away his attention. I say that's an excuse. Why? You heard it. Because I'm all the way up. And if you don't believe me, 5 titles last year. Finally, I wasn't a bridesmaid in my own league. Wolverine's in the house. I was a bridesmaid for like 4 or 5 years out of the 12 years there. I'm looking to defend that draft tomorrow. I aim to win Yahoo this year. I aim for it. Hopefully I make it. Because I'm all the way up and I got to have it. I got to have it. There is no other explanation, no other choice. I gotta go. That's what happens when you have the drive of a champion. I'm all the way up. Now, I can talk about certain things going on in the NFL before we get to the draft. And I really love hearing this song. I'm not a new age rapper. I don't like new age rap, this mumble rap or whatever it's called. Songs I listen to have some type of lyrics and some type of words that I can understand. I love Bone Thugs and Harmony. Don't get me wrong. I love them. But I can understand them. Not a lot of people can pick up on what they're saying, but it is what it is. But we can talk about Mr. Harrison calling Roger Goodell a crook, not wanting to sit down with the investigators to talk about the Al Jazeera port that he was named in. And by all means, he really didn't have to do it. He didn't have to. There was no proof of it. But in this day and age of social media and social consciousness, and you're always guilty before you're innocent, Mr. Harrison was summoned to speak to Mr. Goodell. Also, you had Clay Matthews, Julius Peppers, a few others about a report. Now, I get it. Anytime somebody claims something, it has to be investigated. It does, because it can be true, it can be false. And as Roger Goodell likes to say, you can't tarnish the shield. My organization that I really work for, we had some strong criticisms about what we do and stuff like that recently. And they reacted in a manner of, well, you know what? In order to avoid all this criticism, we're just going to play it very, very, very conservative. So we're going to remove certain things from what we do. Whether they're the intent of it is noteworthy and upright, and it might not even be a negative connotation, but that someone can perceive it to be negative, we had to make change. And that's where the NFL is. Really. I mean, that's what the NFL is. And any sport, for that matter, if it is perceived of some improprieties, it might not be any, might not, but it's perceived that there's improprieties, it's on and popping, and everybody has to pay. Just like the song, the theme song to the Million Dollar Man, everybody's got a price. Someone's got to pay for the Million Dollar Man. Always gets his way. And guess who the Million Dollar Man is in this case? The NFL. Does it make it right? No. But that's what happened. The season's right around the corner. You have literally, what, a week and a half before the first game of the 2016-17 season comes about. Out in San Francisco, in other news, we got a quarterback controversy with Colin Kaepernick and Blaine Gabbert. But that's not capturing the headlines right now. What's capturing the headlines is the fact that Colin Kaepernick decided not to stand up during the national anthem. That's what's capturing the headlines. Not the play of the San Francisco 49ers during the preseason, or the Blaine Gabbert has had more time under center than Kaepernick, but the fact that Colin has decided not to stand up during the national anthem and in a when he was asked about it during the media session after the preseason game, he stated he didn't stand because he did not want to I'm paraphrasing here, pledge allegiance to a flag for a country that oppresses people of color and minorities. And he says it's not about him being selfish or anything like that. It's about making a point and taking a stand for those that normally can't. So he had his Malcolm X. I'm not going to say Malcolm X, but it was a X baseball cap on. And for those of you that didn't know anything about Colin Kaepernick, he's mixed. So there's a lot of people in society that feel that he's being very disrespectful by not standing during the national anthem. And a lot of people feel very strongly about Gabby when she put her hand over her heart during the Olympics. I'm not saying it was the same reason. I can't remember why Gabby didn't do it. But they attacked her. They talked about her hair, how it wasn't well kept. I mean, she's out there on the floor performing and doing all these wonderful things, and people want to talk about her hair. anything to downgrade the person. But back to football, because that's what we're talking about. You've got to be kidding me. I understand if you're upset that the man didn't stand up and put his hand over his heart or whatever the case may be, because you might be extremely patriotic. I got it. Don't downgrade or denigrate a person for their beliefs. That would be just like if you're in Canada and you decide to stay seated during Old Canada because you don't agree with Canada's policies. Or I'll make you even one better. Here where I am, if you play the national anthem, it is mandatory that you play the South Korean national anthem. You cannot play America the Beautiful or anything like that without playing the South Korean national anthem first. Some people, they're like, oh, well, I don't sing it. I don't know it. But I stand up for it because that's what we do. But if I decided to commentate over it, oh, that's a big no-no. That's a big no-no. But who says I can't talk over it? Did I pledge allegiance to South Korea? Do I feel the need to be sanctioned or however you want to put it because I'm representing an organization and a country over here? I don't know. But I know that Colin Kaepernick should not be treated this way and looked down upon. Guess what? He's representing a city of people that get treated poorly all the time. All the time. So for anybody to say he has no right to stand up or sit down in this manner for people that are oppressed. Think about it. San Francisco, they are it's a hub for LGBTQ and many, many others. So with that said, I'm bringing my co-host JTATM Money because I got one more thing I'm going to do once I get there. But JT, take it away, homie. JT.
Vic.
Oh, my bad.
That's Jeff.
My bad.
Yeah.
What's going
on, okay.
Jeff?
Threw me off. Yeah. Couple things. I can only talk for a few minutes because I got a big draft coming up in a few.
Yeah, so do I.
I think, of course, you know, we're two of the powers in that league. I don't have an issue with what Kaepernick did, but I think it's a little misguided. You know what I'm saying? It's the national anthem. It's not the crooked, violent cops anthem. You know what I'm saying? I think it would have been classier if he would have just stood and not, you know, put his hand over his heart. That would be a little classier, a little more appropriate than sitting down. He has the right to sit down. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with this guy. He's not smart. This is a guy who wanted to be traded in the off season, even though it looked like the new offense would really suit his skills. Quarterbacks usually don't get traded during the season. But, you know, if he wants another contract or if he wants to get traded, he's not acting like an NFL starting quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't know a lot about Kaepernick. I'm not a big fan. He is mixed. He was adopted and raised by a white family. And I this is just something I observed. Doesn't he kind of look a little Arab? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you were in an Arab neighborhood, you would just think he was one of the guys. Yeah, I mean, I don't care what he looks like. I don't care what race he is, you know. But I think what he's doing is misguided. But he has the right to express himself. But he signed up – by doing that, he signed up for it. He better have the couillons to take the heat because, you know, not everybody could take the abuse and whatever. I got to go, but I sent you the email from my friend Teddy for the ESPN League. Did you email him?
Now, I talked to Teddy. Teddy thought that he was going to the Parlay Palace, so he only sent $20. And when I explained that the $20 was for the Palace, he said, okay, that's not the one I want. I want to be in the one that Jeff's in for $20. So I said, okay. I sent a group message with you, me, and Mike in it, and Teddy, and I'm not sure if Mike got to the group message yet, but I would love to have him in there.
Yeah, excuse me, because I was, well, it's too late for the Yahoo League, but I was under the impression from him, and I thought it was clear he wanted in the ESPN League. So,
well,
but,
that is Black's League, so it is ESPN, and he just probably didn't know that the one because when I told him it was $100 as opposed to the 20 he sent, I had to explain, and, you know, that's when we cleared everything up.
Maybe I was confused because I thought you were now the acting commissioner of the ESPN League. Maybe I was a little confused, but I did send you an email with his email, so I just want to get it straight, however that may be. But I got to go because I gotta get in the draft room. I got to do my last-minute prep, so good luck.
Do your thing, brother. Thank you.
All right.
Good luck to you as well.
All righty. Same here. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our wonderful co-host, Jeff the Joker. He's one of the many faces, or one of the faces for the FSP crew show. Right now, I have Why Change the Draft Date, I believe, and I know who that is. Now, that would be Jerry the Master Taylor. JT?
Well, I'm so glad you gave me that respect by calling me the master. But why did you change the draft date, which is a half an hour after the other ESPN, the Parlay Palace date, draft starts? Why do that?
The reason why is because, well, I can change it back, but I needed to give Pat Pros time to accept his team. Because if I do it now, by the time I get up, it's going to be too late to change the draft.
Well, you change it at the last minute, man. You change it at the last minute.
I can change it back. I can change it back.
Well, you're jerking people around. People probably don't know what's going on. Not everyone has acknowledged that you changed the date now. Some people are going to be looking at 3:30, whatever the draft date time is, and saying, where are you at? What's going on here?
I know. I'm about to change it back now.
I mean, because it's up to you. You the commissioner,
no.
but when you change the draft date,
on
the same date, that's tough, man.
I know. I got to change it back. It sucks because I really want to do it.
Okay. So what's it? Why change it in the first place?
Because we're waiting on one team who has already paid to accept their team. That's the problem.
Oh.
We won't be able to draft. I don't know why he can't accept his team. And if I don't accept him, I'm going to have to drop somebody in order to make. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, then why don't you make it later?
Then that's still changing everything else.
Well, I understand that, but if you want to be able to get this guy into the league and be able to draft, why not just change it to a later date? I mean, not later date, but a later time on rather than 10:30. I mean, if you make it 11:30, something like that, by the time 10 o'clock comes, by the time our other draft will be winding
up. It's all right. I changed it back to 9:30 p.m. Everybody's already set. Nobody's probably looked at the email yet. So I just did that. I was trying to give him some time. What's going to end up happening is the schedule is going to get reshuffled and all that other stuff. I'm just going to have to wait.
You're going to drop him. You don't want to drop him.
Well, I'm going to have to because, you know,
How long have you been in the league? He paid. How long have you been in the league?
Pat Crowes has been in the league since the inception, dude, and that's the problem. He never responded to me until like 2 days ago, and that's when I was still looking for people. And then he paid, but he never accepted the invite back to the league because I had already dropped him.
Are you able to text him, or only correspondence is through email?
The only way it corresponds through email, as you know my situation. But it's tough. It's tough. I already know who I will drop. It's just I'll have to reshuffle everybody, and then the schedule's going to change and all this other mess.
You're going to be pissing him off, though. He paid, and all of a sudden you drop him?
I know. I refund him his money. But, I mean, I sent him like 3 emails saying you need to get in there, you know. So hopefully I get him.
It's a tough situation. It is very tough. Speaking of tough, commissioner is a tough job, man. And some years are just like you're running across this. Some years are tougher than others. I in my league right now, I got 14 teams in my league. In my family league, now just listen to this. We got 8 minutes. Less than eight minutes before our Yahoo draft. So, my family league. So it's all relatives. Whether it's husband to my niece or brothers and my one sister, or
and it
nephews.
Should have been me. Should have been me if you changed the draft time. I ain't gonna say nothing.
This is different. Just listen to me. That was my nephew's league. That was a totally different league. I'm the commissioner of my family league. Exactly, June 25th is when I opened the league safe and told them the league safe is open. 50, you know, this is the amount they pay. Please play by a certain date, which is tomorrow. 14 team league. I have 8 people that have already paid. Because I talked to one person today, so possibly they made another person. So that they'll make a 9 out of, I mean, I have 9 and I have 5 left. So it'll make it 10 and 4 people left. My dilemma is this, and I understand why you put that late thing in there and the amount, because when I looked into it, they charge you a certain amount away from your league, the total league amount. Am I right about that?
Absolutely right.
Yes. That takes away from the whole pot.
Well, no. That extra money, here's what happens with that money. So you're going to get, they charge you $10 per person,
right,
for every person that's late. You can then, if it's more than $10, whatever's extra then goes into the pot to pay other people. So let's say you charge them a $20 late fee. 10 goes to league safe, and the other 10 goes into your money to pay out to champions and stuff like that.
I understand that. But if you don't add any money to that from that $10 deduction, that takes away from your total pot.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. And this is a family league. 2 months into it, we're going down to 4 people that haven't paid. And I really don't want to impose it, but it looks like I'm going to have to, because it's not fair for me to push out the date because I had everyone pay to a certain date. You follow me?
Of course.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is what it is. I hate to do it. And I sent a notice day before yesterday, with the statement that if you don't pay by this date, you won't be able to pay unless you pay with a penalty. So I haven't put it in yet, but the cutoff is tomorrow, and I'm going to have to put it in by tonight. So Whoever pays late is going to have to pay a penalty. That's the bottom line. So,
yeah,
but
well, I mean,
it's the family. I gave him 2 months. I mean, it wasn't like I told him to pay in 2 weeks. And I understand. I understand more now. When we had a correspondence back and forth, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
So, I understand.
Okay. Can I get an apology? So
I take back all the hateful things I said about you. And then thought about you.
Whatever. Whatever.
But I understand now. I understand now. So, you know, just the old man got to find out for himself, let it hit him in the face and realize what's going on. So
smack you
I understand.
Around.
And I'm more, not that much of a man that I can't come back and say, I apologize, I was wrong.
I need this recorded.
I don't always say this. Come on, man. If I'm wrong,
oh,
I say
no,
I'm
you
wrong.
Don't. You are wrong a lot. You are wrong a lot, and this is the first time this has ever gone on air. That's all I want to say. You know what? All right. Hey, listen.
Yeah,
you missed
the
intro. You missed the intro. So
sorry,
since you missed the intro. No. It's fine. I'm going to introduce something to everybody that missed the intro. Because this is an exclusive. And this is the way I get down when it's draft time. I want y'all to understand. Here we go. No, I'm not going to play the whole song. I'm not going to play the whole song. I just want to let you know, Jerry, that I'm turned all the way up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
No, please don't sing. Who's that? Who is that?
It's French Montana, Fat Joe, and Remy Ma.
French Montana?
And Fat Joe with Remy Ma. Now, at the end of the season, say again. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
At the end of the season, I'm going to be playing this song.
Quavo! Lifestyle on camera. $100,000 chandelier. They tried to turn me to an animal. But white people think I'm radical. Supermodels think I'm handsome. You might think I'm too aggressive. But really, I think I'm too passive. Till I pull out the chopper, start blasting.
I'm about to hit the yay button. I don't want to say nothing wrong, but it'd be wrong if I ain't say nothing. Imagine if I ain't say something. When none of them say nothing. I done lost and made money. Now I'm making something they can't take from me. And I'm fresh out of debt in this month. And they still ain't ready yet for a month. Yeezy might have to go and put his Louis on. I'm about to go Gucci in a Gucci store.
Fresh out the bed. And they still ain't ready yet for a mall. Gucci mine, and I'm about to put my Yeezys on. Now that Gucci home is over for you, Gucci clone.
That's it. It's game time. It's game time, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Who's that?
That was Gucci Mane, Kanye West, a slew of people. The song is called Champion.
Okay.
And that's how we roll. Well, okay. DeAndre Hopkins was picked number one. This is a keeper league, ladies and gentlemen.
Zeke Elliott went quickly.
Yeah, he did. He was the fourth pick in the first round. Now, for those that made the league last year, there were keepers available. So when those keepers became available, changes were made. And it's my turn to draft. And Dez Bryant was my guy to get. But that's okay. You know why? Because I love myself some me. And I don't know.
Pick.
You already had a keeper.
Oh, okay. All right.
You had a keeper. So that's why you didn't get anything.
Okay. No problem.
It's going to come back around to you, though. But I pick Eddie Lacy to go with Aaron Rodgers.
Really?
I sure did.
Give me your reasoning. Give me your reasoning.
Well, I'll give you this reasoning.
I'm just asking your reasoning.
Yeah, here's my reasoning. I really believe that last year was a down year for the Packers. Aaron Rodgers had a down year. He's going to bounce back. Also, I believe that Eddie Lacy, who dropped about, 20 pounds or whatever it was, he's going to get that work. He's going to get that work this year. And Jordy Nelson comes back, so I think Eddie Lacy is going to have much more running room to set up for any passing that Aaron Rodgers does. So that's my reasoning behind that.
Okay. I'm just asking. Just asking.
That's fine. That's fine. Now, my next pick, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it. And I'm going to take him. I took your boy, Jamaal Charles, coming off of an injury, only because he's a PPR machine, to be quite honest. And I think he's going to do extremely well this year. Even though I really don't like your boy, Alex Smith, I really don't. I'll take him, though. You know what I mean?
And we're going to ball out. We're going to ball out this year. We're going to ball out.
Who is we? San Diego, Keenan Allen?
Moneymaker. Moneymaker. That's one of my moneymakers.
Oh, moneymaker.
That's one of my moneymakers.
I don't think you make no money. Although, I will say that I've only seen half of a Tampa Bay game this preseason, and Mike Evans is Jameis Winston's favorite target, and Jameis looked pretty good in that one half of the game. No guarantees on what he's going to be able to do in the future, but you know, that's still a good look for him. I really believe so.
How many teams we have in this league?
10.
And ooh, it's going to be talent galore around here, man. Oh boy, oh boy.
Yeah. Well, since people missed the daggone draft, which it looks like,
there's going to be a bunch of talent around here. I tell you that, buddy.
I don't know. People missing the draft, man.
Took one of my players, mother freaker. That's all right.
Who's your player? Alshon Jeffries.
I'm not telling you now, man. I'm not telling
you
now. We got other drafts to deal with. I'm not telling you who I like.
But here's the question. If he's already gone.
We got three more drafts today, if I'm not mistaken, together.
Don't remind me, dude.
Yeah, I know. Half hour gap between each other. I'll be multitasking with my left and right hand. Unbelievable.
Well, I don't want to hear about your personal problems.
A funny guy. Oh man,
we got parlay powers after this.
What am I going to do here? You know what? I'm going this route. The heck with it. The
I know
heck
where you're
with
going.
It.
I know where
you
you're
don't
going.
Know where. You have no idea where I'm going. Where am I going?
Yeah, I do. Are you? Oh, I did not expect that.
Yes,
yeah,
sir, buddy.
One? That one was a shocker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm
extremely aggressive this year, buddy. Let me tell you, I got some playmakers. Got some playmakers, money makers on my team that are gonna make me some moolah.
Let them
do
it.
I'm all the way up.
You turned all the way up.
In my house.
Nothing can stop
you. Flo Rida.
Nothing can stop you, JG. Oh, Flo Rida.
My house.
Oh, so my guy Van is, nope, he's not here. So why is it not advancing since he's not here? All right, this is very disappointing. I'm going to be honest with you. I got an email telling me that the draft was going to be here, when it's going to be. Hey, coon asses, Brent, you just took my player. I ain't going to lie to you.
I can't stand,
but that's
coon
okay.
Ass. I can't stand that name, man.
You can't,
I can't stand that name. I got no love for that at all, man.
It's all right. That's what they call Louisiana people.
Right. I put Colin Kaepernick on his ass, man.
Did you hear me talk about that earlier?
Oh, yeah, man. That's all right. That's all right.
Oh, my goodness. Here's my dilemma, Jerry.
What dilemma is that,
man? My dilemma is, do I want to love myself some me, or do I want to love myself another person? So, you know what? Because I love myself some me, I got to go here. Had to get Mr. Reed.
I'm going with some moneymakers, man. That's all I'm doing is moneymakers. Guys are going to make me some money.
Okay. Make you some money, dude. Make you some money.
Yeah, guys are going to make me some money. Who the heck want to do here?
I don't know. Well, in the draft, let me announce this right now. You got Jersey Hot Rods, a.k.a. Jeff. GOAT, I'm going to take it as greatest of all time. That's our boy George Frazier Jr. Myself. We've got Jerry the Master Taylor. We also have a newcomer, Louisiana Mud Bugs.
I like that name. I love that name. Louisiana Mud Bugs. I love that. That's a heck. I really like that name, man. You know, that's apropos for Louisiana. Louisiana Mud Bugs.
Dude, you are so crazy.
I love that name. Coon asses, he can kick that out right out the door. Mud Bugs, I love that one.
Too much. Too much, dude. Too much. What is a mud bug anyway?
Hey, man. It's part of Louisiana. They got bugs that you've never seen before. They can pick you up and walk you away.
Yeah, I don't want none of them. I don't want no bugs that can pick me up.
Skeeters the size of your feet, man.
Skeeters?
Skeeters, yeah.
Oh, okay. Skeeters. I don't want no skeeters.
You know, you don't want to deal with no skeeters. Mosquitoes? Skeeters? No way. You don't want to deal with them.
All right, so what's your plan of attack?
What's my plan of attack?
Yeah, because you drafted for me, dude.
Well, it's all right. I don't know who's listening. Remember, you told me before. You don't know who's listening.
You never know. Yeah.
Exactly. So it is what it is. When it gets to my time, number 55 in the sixth round, then I will tell you what I like.
It's coming up.
If it's there.
Well,
if
you
it's
know
there.
It's coming.
I know it's coming. But we'll see how I got two choices here. I think I got. Nope, he's still sitting there. He's still sitting there. Come on, baby. Come to the moneymaker.
Well, it's your turn.
And
your
make
turn.
Me. Yep. Come on. There it is. Make me some money. Welcome. Amen. Let me tell you something.
Dante Moncrief. I heard he was balling out.
Yes, sir. Let me tell you something, man. Thursday, for the first time, I had a niece who for the first time gotten to jump fantasy football. Two quarterback league, two flexes, 1 point PPR. And you've heard me say this before, and I'm sitting there with her because I'm helping her with her draft. I'm sitting there with her, and she clicks on one of the players that she wants, and this is what she says: "Welcome to my team, whoever it was."
she took your say. Oh, that's
yeah.
Too cute.
I looked at it like, yeah, I started laughing. I said, "I say that all the time."
It's in the blood. Yes. It is in the blood. It's got to be in the blood, dude.
I really got a real good kick out of that one, man. I got a real good kick out of that one.
Yeah, that sounds cool, man. That sounds cool.
I got another one coming here, boy. This is a baby. I'm loading up here. Oh my God, 10 teams.
I'm surprised you got a quarterback that soon.
Hey man, hey buddy, I'm being ultra aggressive and I'm changing up. So what you see here, don't believe it's going to happen in the next drafts. Trust
me. All right.
Oh,
it's
I
okay.
Got this guy again. Oh my God. Let me tell
Who
you
is
people.
This guy?
If you don't grab him in other drafts, he's going. In my opinion, he will be balling out. They said he was a bust when he got drafted last year.
Gordon.
I don't think he's going to be a bust this year.
Now, listen, I'm staying away from Gordon because I haven't seen any of the preseason games. Over here, we've been inundated with the Olympics. So just this past, I want to say Friday for us, Thursday for you guys, was the first ever football game we got to see. So I've missed out on a bunch of stuff. I've had to rely on, you know, sport updates and stuff like that. I can't really see what the players are doing, and that bothers me. It bothers me a lot. But, you know, I'm working through it, trying to make it happen. You know, I'm going to turn all the way up.
Okay, we'll see. I hear you. Oh, boy. Here's another guy that, oh, I'm taking this guy.
You sound like the Three Stooges. You sound just like Three Stooges.
I'm going to love taking this guy because nobody is going to take this guy. Nobody.
Maybe there's a reason for that.
Well, hey, just like nobody probably was going to take Gordon at any time soon. You got to have some foresight. You got to have a vision, so to speak. Some
so
people
God
have
came
it.
To you, huh?
Some people have it. Some people don't.
Now here's my
Others,
question: What have you seen out of Moncrief that's got you so high on him? Because again, I haven't seen anything because of where I am. Not because I'm not looking, but just because of where I am.
Passing offense. Andrew Luck is back. His numbers go exponentially up when Andrew Luck is in a quarterback position, and they're going to be throwing a lot because the defense stinks. He's got height, and he's got the same amount of speed as T.Y. Hilton. So, if the coverage goes to T.Y. Hilton, Dante Moncrief is going to benefit greatly from it. So, I got him. I really like him. I mean, I liked him last year. I had him on a couple of my teams last year, and I think he's due to really do some damage this year. So, I like Dante Moncrief big time, big time.
Okay.
And I think I got him on the cheap, in my opinion, in the seventh, eighth round, whatever it was. Eighth round, pretty cheap, in my opinion. I think he should go, especially in a 10 team. Maybe not a 10 team. That's probably right. Maybe not. No, I think he should go higher than that. So it is what it is. I take him, and gladly, thank you. Oh, another guy sitting there. Oh, my God, this is going to be easy pickings here. Easy peasy.
Really?
Easy peasy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I hope not.
People are going to be looking for me to trade. People are going to be looking for me to trade because I'm picking up. And I can't be surprised because the fact is that it's a 10-team league. So there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be out there. And, man, it's to me already, and I get this guy, and I'm more likely going to get the guy behind him. Oh, my God, I love this. I absolutely love this. Welcome
what do you
to
love,
my team. Welcome to my team.
Listen, you're not going to get the guy behind him. I'm going to tell you that right now. Because he's only getting paid as the number one. There are two players that I think will be more productive than him. One is, I have not seen all of the fantasy or the actual play stuff. Mm-hmm. He stole J.J. Watt from me. But I do believe that he's going to be probably number three or four target only.
Wait, only. Ooh, Marvin Jones?
I think so, only because.
Let me tell you, bro. Well, let me tell you, bro.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you.
I'm listening.
He's looking early. He's looking. His quarterback is looking early and often at Marvin Jones. I tell you that.
But they're paying him as a number one. They're paying him
early
as a number one.
Early and often.
Okay,
looking for
so
Marvin Jones.
Well, there's a 10-team league, so I'm not really worried about it. There'll be plenty of receivers out there. What is the outlook on Anquan Boldin? I thought Anquan would be in the starting lineup because he's the best hands, in my opinion, on that team.
I didn't see too much of Anquan Boldin. In fact, I have to look at the schedule, but I'm not feeling Anquan Boldin. Let me put it that way. Not feeling Anquan Boldin.
Really?
No. No.
Okay.
And he may have sure hands, but that's the only thing that he got going for him with Golden Tate and Marvin Jones being the primary receivers. They have speed, even though I think Marvin Jones is probably a little quicker than Golden Tate, and they are very good receivers in their own right. Anquan Boldin's been around, never been the quickest one in the first place. Always relied on his hands to get him by. And that's his trademark. He's got sure hands and he runs good routes. But Matthew Stafford's going to spread the ball around. But he's looking early and often to Golden Tate and to Marvin Jones. Trust me when I say that.
I know he's doing it with Golden Tate because that was his number one target last year. But I would think that. He would probably go or lean more toward Anquan because he's a big target guy and he's always looking for that big body. Always looking for the big body. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was thinking. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I can't believe this. Wow. Certain players I'm targeting. I didn't think I would get, but I'm getting. There seems to be a heavy run on defensive players right now, which I can understand. I wouldn't do that, but.
You know what? I'll go with this guy here. I think he's going to be a surefire. The other one is probably going to play just as well, but we'll see. We'll see. I think I got a very good chance of acquiring this guy.
You're going to acquire the guy via trade or draft?
No, acquire him via the trade, which we're in.
The draft that we're in, not a trade. We're not trading anything yet.
No, I'm going to acquire him. Acquire him in this draft.
Okay.
He's going to be on the moneymakers. He's going to I'm going to welcome him to my team. He may have the first at the same name as my number one wide receiver, but he's going to open the door and on the other side of the door, those gates are going to be open. Those gates are going to be open, and a whole pot of money is going to be on my on the other side.
The doors of the church are open. Is everything?
Welcome to my scene, Mr. Antonio Gates.
Old Man River. You know what?
Old Man River still reliable. Still reliable. Phil Rivers, BFF.
I was in a draft earlier today, a live draft, and Gates. People forgot he was even in the league, but it reminded me of who was behind him, and nobody drafted him. He's no longer there though. I mean, I'm not gonna give it away, but I think that that person is going to be very instrumental without a solid number two receiver where he is right now. I might be wrong. And you know what? Getting Jimmy Graham, Jeff, I know Jeff is listening. I don't know what they're going to do with Jimmy Graham up in Seattle. I really don't. And that bothers me because Jimmy Graham is a very productive and solid player. I just don't know. It's just a bag of tricks that I don't want to go down. What you looking at now, JT?
I want to know if I'm going to go defensive in the 12th round or not. I got
something on my mind. I got a few things on my mind, too. I got a few things. Seems though you go ahead of me, I got time to wait.
Yeah. You know, I go this guy's a pretty safe guy to go with. I go with him.
That's not bad. That's not bad, Mr. Harris. You know, I'm looking pretty good on both sides of the ball. I think I'll do a little backup stuff. I'll do some backup stuff. Now, this cat, I'm getting him only because I really think in the offense he's in, he's got to do nothing but perform. And he was pretty good last year. Jeremy Langford. So I picked him up. Again, I have not seen but maybe one or two freaking preseason games. So I'm drafting these people based upon what's available as well as what I believe to be a solid set of players. So, I mean,
you know,
JT,
for the most part, in my opinion, these defensive players are very interchangeable due to matchups. So, very interchangeable. I mean, just guys that you like, that guys that that you can draft, but. There's guys that are sitting on a waiver wire that are going to be very interchangeable.
Oh, yeah. Agree. I agree 110%. D. Burton. Now, I see you got a Redskin D-back, the safety. So I take it Burton has overtaken Carver as the safety?
We'll see, man. We'll see. I mean,
no,
like I said, the season hasn't started yet, and I'm not sure about that. I can look that up and see what happens. Let me do this.
That's, you know what? That's that Jerry Taylor that I know. I don't know what's going on, but I know what's going on. But I ain't gonna tell you what's going on. That's what that is.
I don't know everything.
You are such a meanie. I ain't gonna talk to you no more.
Why you say what? Come on, man! Don't give me hate like that, brother. Can't we just all get along?
No.
No, is that right?
We cannot get along.
Unfortunately, people, We're going to be doing this draft, and we have three more drafts today together, but this is the only one we're going to be doing on the air. So it is what it is.
Yeah, because you didn't want to do ESPN on your show.
Sure. Well, you know, when Mike decided to do the draft, I was going to do the draft on my show with 10 o'clock. Perfect time. Then you went and did what I never thought you would do. You changed the draft to 10:30, which, like, what are you doing, dude? That's pretty much what it was. Like, what? Why do that at the last minute? Oh,
well,
this guy.
You better pick.
I gotta take this guy.
Amir Abdullah.
Yes, sir.
That's not a bad pick.
People are gonna be looking for running backs, and guess who has them? I got a stable of running backs here, people. Anybody want a running back that they don't like, or like one of mine? Make an offer I can't refuse.
Oh Lord, here we go. Make an offer I can't refuse. Make an offer I can't refuse.
I didn't say it like that. I just said make an offer I can't refuse. What's the problem?
Because I said it like that.
Why you gotta be so hostile, man? It's all nothing but love here. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, I can see that. Let me see who else. Oh my God. All these. Oh my God. Oh boy. Oh my God. Really?
What you oh my God about?
Really? Oh, I'm telling you, man. This team I'm putting together is going to make me some money. Oh baby. Wow. There's so much talent out of here, it's ridiculous. And to be able to get this guy is unbelievable. All right, Mr. FSP, we're waiting for you.
I'm good.
I'm so glad. Thank you. So am I. Welcome to my team.
Mr. Gordon.
Number one, Mr. Gordon. Beasting out yesterday. One catch. Did he have one catch? No, he had more than one catch. One play, 44 yards, touchdown to Gordon. Dominated Brent Grimes into the end zone.
There's two things about that, though.
What's that?
You put him with Robert Griffin III, his college quarterback, that made him look that great. You're going to have wonderful results. He needs to stay out of trouble. If he stays out of trouble, it's sky's the limit. No
joke.
You
got it. Yep.
You know,
I get him any draft I can possibly get him. I shouldn't tell you that, but I get him any draft I can possibly get him. Because I think he's learned his lesson. And he's going to, when he's able, ball out. Ball out.
Oh, I agree. I believe he will as well. The thing is, he's got to put that weed down. Your boy Ezekiel up in the dispensary trying to buy stuff, you know, or shopping. He's just looking.
Not my boy, man. He ain't my boy.
Mr. Rookie of the Year, supposedly. He's going to be Weed Smoker of the Year.
That's always possible. Oh boy, who do I want to take here now? Oh God, decisions.
Make your mind up.
How about if I take this guy? I'm just throwing him out there. What the heck?
Rolando McClain? No, that's not Rolando McClain. That's a cornerback for Carolina. Oh, that's the dude that took Josh Norman's spot. Devin Funchess. Ah! I had him queued up, too. I think he was going to do well. It's all right.
My bench is all filled up. Now I got to go for defense. That's it. So,
this is
going to
be a very quick draft, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to recap
it.
It's sad that, like, at least four members of the league couldn't make it. And that really blows.
Yes,
but,
it does.
You know,
I hate all drafts, man. man. I hate auto drafting. I despise off auto drafting. Guys sitting
Me
there
too.
and I despise auto drafting, man. It's the worst. It's the worst. Let me look at my defensive chart here on the Redskins and see where I'm at here.
why you got to go there, you jerk?
Why you going there? What's up with that, man?
Because you're messing with my skins, and you know that's not right.
What do you mean?
You know I love my skins, dude.
Know,
how you going to
yeah,
do that
I know
to
you
me?
Do. I'm not doing anything to you. He's a strong safety. David Burton's a strong safety.
Yeah, I know. It's supposed to be in Craver or Carver.
I don't even see them on the roster here. Oh, Craver's is an inside linebacker. That's what
they
have listed as.
But they moved him to safety.
Okay. Well, he's listed as a linebacker.
Let me see something. I got 23 seconds. Let's see what I got here. Oh, man, the dude I want is gone.
Yes, he is.
I'll take him. The dude I wanted is gone. It's all right. It's all right. Wow, this draft is flying by.
Yes, it is. Let me see what I got here. I'm going to take this guy. And where is he at?
I don't know where he is. Who is this guy? Maybe I can help you. If I were a nice guy.
I took him already. Too late. Agba.
Yeah, linebacker, Agba.
Yes, sir.
Dang it. I was trying to wait for Tyler Eifert to wait. But he's going to be out for a while, so.
4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, I know. Coming down to the wire, Slim.
You're going to be left in the dust by then, so I wouldn't even worry about
it. What?
You're going to be so far down, you don't have to worry about what to do. Don't even worry about it.
Dude, you better put that weed down.
What weed? Where am I at?
The weed.
Who are you?
Oh, you're silly.
Wow, man. Oh boy, who do I want to? Ooh, do I want to take him?
This person I'm about to take is kind of messed up because I really shouldn't take him, but I am. I'm not going to say anything because I know you're in front of me.
What's that got to do with anything? I usually don't agree with. I usually don't agree with who you're going to take anyway.
And that's why I won last year. But this player, it.
Okay, I'm listening. Go ahead, man.
This player is definitely a Jerry player.
Oh, really?
That's why I'm saying that. Yeah, I feel as though he's a Jerry player.
All right, now, this guy I'm going to take now is definitely a Jerry player.
Well, we'll see. If it's the same person, I'm going to be very upset with you. And, no, you got Carlos Dansby? I was talking about Derek Carr.
That's right.
About
my,
Derek
my
Carr.
Bench is full, man. Russell, I don't need – all I need is one quarterback, and I could, when that time comes, I'll just – drop whoever I want to drop and then pick a quarterback up for 1 week because my quarterback.
I got you.
One of the most durable quarterbacks in the league. So I'm not worried about him getting hurt. That's why I'm not caring. What?
I believe he has a bye week. Week four, dude.
Week five.
Still. All right. This is the last pick of the draft. For me, coming up.
Left. No, it's not.
Only 20 rounds. Coming up.
Really?
Yeah. Last pick of the draft. Yeah.
I got to pick a defense. I don't have a defense yet. Who don't want to?
Oh, no, it's two rounds, actually. My bad. My bad.
Thank you very much. Thank you, boy. People, if you pay attention and listen to Vic, you'll be wearing from the end of the season to the beginning of next season a big L
on
your forehead.
Oh, no. Don't even go there, dude. Don't even go there.
A big L on your forehead. Trust me, people, it will happen. It will happen.
No, it will not.
I hate to take this defense because their bye week is so early.
You got to pick somebody.
Well, I got 30-something seconds or 45 seconds, whatever it is. So I'm going to let you wait. I'm going to let your ass wait.
I don't know why. You're bothering me.
just to be contrary, that's it. Just to be black. That's all. Just to be black.
Just to be. Hey, listen, Colin Kaepernick, stand up.
I don't know. He's putting a big bullseye on his chest, man.
He is. So, he is.
We'll see what happens. I'm gonna garner points all over this place here. If I don't get him one way, I'll get him another. One of the best in the league is coming my way.
Mr. Taylor.
Best in the league is coming my way, and you can't stop it.
Well, who is it?
One of the best in the league is coming my way. When it's my turn, it's when I'll tell you. I don't know who's listening out there.
We're this late in the draft. It's only
That's true.
George is the only one live ahead of you. So okay. I'm interested in knowing who this is.
Okay. Well, let me put it this way. I got the quarterback. I got the running back. Why not complete the trifecta with
you
the kicker?
Hauschka. Hauschka's gone, I believe.
He's not gone. Don't even go
there.
He's going to my team. He's going to my team.
Shut up.
Welcome.
I was trying
maker.
To steal him.
Yeah.
I was trying to steal him.
Come on, man. You talking to me, man. I can name players that are on the roster you don't even know about. Come on.
I guess I'll take Tucker. I was trying to steal him. All
yeah,
right,
I bet you were.
Gentlemen. I was.
Yeah, I bet you were.
So that will complete Jerry
wow.
and my draft.
That draft went quick, man.
It did. It was less than
25 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, that's what happens when you.
I've never been in, man.
When four teams don't show up, that extra time just ticks by real quick.
Yeah. I can't. You know how I hate people auto drafting, man. I hate that with a passion because it screws up the whole old draft for everybody else.
Well, I'm
going to
see. I'm going to see what. ESPN says, Brad Evans says, I just dominated my fantasy draft.
Yeah,
you know,
he did not.
He says,
Yeah, okay.
What?
Yeah, okay. yeah.
Are
okay.
you not? Are you not listening to what they're saying about
no,
your
I'm
team
just
right
at,
now? What did he say about your team?
Tips to dominate. What are you talking about?
Oh, I thought he gave you like a compliment or something like that.
No.
Of course not.
I think that don't they give you a evaluation after in Yahoo? They used to do it in ESPN, but
they
stopped it this year.
I know ESPN does it, or doesn't do it anymore. Yahoo does it, but it's gonna be shortly after the draft. So,
it's gonna be what?
Shortly. It will be shortly. But let's go over our teams that we drafted real quick since we got like 19 minutes left alive there. I kept Aaron Rodgers as my starting quarterback from last year. Mm-hmm. So he was my one keeper.
Mm-hmm.
Going down the list, not in no particular order, I have Amari Cooper, Kelvin Benjamin, Eddie Lacy, Jordan Reed, Jamal Charles, Julian Edelman, Jeremy Langford, Larry Fitzgerald, Giovanni Bernard, Gary Barnidge, Derek Carr. My kicker is Justin Tucker. I have the Jets defense. At my DBs, I have Deion Buchanan from the Cardinals, Jonathan Cyprin from the Jags, Khalil Mack, Luke Kuechly, Alec Ogletree, and I got Chandler Jones on my bench. That is my team. JT?
I like your defense. I like your linebackers. You got two of the top linebackers, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Kuechly and Mac.
Well,
I really like both.
Mac is listed as a D lineman slash linebacker.
Yeah. Yep, I know that.
But go ahead.
All right. My roster is, and last year I was, I wouldn't say heavy, but I was leaning toward the Steelers offense, which helped me. Even though I think I traded away Le'Veon Bell at one point. But this year, ironically, I am going onto the West Coast, the Northwest to be exact, because my quarterback is Russell Wilson. My keepers were Antonio Brown and Latavius Murray, who I think is going to have a very good year. My other wide receiver is Keenan Allen. I have Antonio Gates, Thomas Rawls, Dante Moncrief, Melvin Gordon, who I think is going to be a heck of a sleeper for a lot of teams. I think he's going to show out in both sides, meaning catching and running the football. Took a flyer on Arian Foster just in case. I really like Marvin Jones coming out this year, moving to Detroit from Cincinnati, and Matthew Stafford in that offense. I also have Duke Johnson, who's a dual threat running back, along with Amir Abdullah. And the guy I can't believe I got him is suspended for the first four games. He's not the only one suspended, but this guy can be a he was a top receiver statistics wise when he played the last time he played. If he can stay off the weed, he's going to ball out with his teammate Robert Griffin III. And I really like Josh Gordon at the end in my bench. I have a kicker and Steve Ahuska. That's the other trio. That's to complete the trio of the Seahawks. The Green Bay is my defense. My DBs are David Burton Jr. from Vicks Washington Redskins. My other one is Robert McClain from Carolina. My defensive lineman is Emmanuel Agba from Cleveland. He's a dual linebacker slash defensive end. And then my two linebackers who are very good linebackers, David Harris and Carlos Dansby.
Well, just to let you know, Jeff won the draft.
How do you know that already?
It's already up there on the front page.
Okay. Hold on. Let me just get on my league page.
I have the second highest scoring expectancy.
Well,
but
hold
yeah.
on a minute here. Let me see.
It's on the front page.
I don't see
GF, right side, brother.
Okay, so what? Okay, let me just click on Jeff and see what happens. Okay, well, how do you know about the other ones?
No, I'm looking at the points projected. So
for,
I have the second
for,
highest
for the first week.
Yeah. So it looks like I have the second highest points projected.
For the first week.
Yeah, for the first week, but the other grades won't come out for a minute, though.
Yeah, but see, okay, that's no problem because just because they're just going on the starting lineup. They're just going on the starting lineup.
Oh yeah, I know.
Not to say that the players that are in the starting lineup now won't get changed, but they're just going by the starting lineup. Which is fine. Because we'll just wait and see.
So,
I'm going up against the GOAT, well, greatest of all time, whoever the heck that is.
That's George. He makes all types of jokes.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be the joke first week.
What?
Yeah, he's going to be the joke first week. I'm talking a whole bunch of smack this year. Whole bunch. I don't care whether I win or lose. I'm talking a whole bunch of smack. People are going to hate me because I'm going to talk a whole bunch of smack. So, George, get ready. You're not going to be the greatest of all time. You will be actually the GOAT. The GOAT. You're going to be eating goat milk.
George can talk smack with the best of them. I'm going to tell you. He's the one that said his team was
last year's champion. That's all right. I must be the greatest. The greatest also lost. Muhammad Ali lost more than once. George, you're going down the first week. Going down. I'm going to bitch slap you like I owned you.
Whoa.
Red-headed stepchild.
Whoa. Hold on, player. You done said some bad words on that one. Man. You're going to do what to?
Red-headed stepchild sitting on the back porch. That's how I'm going to treat him. Treat him like I own him. Kick him to the curb.
Oh, my goodness. Jerry, are you okay? Are we having?
I'm fine. I'm fine. Okay. I'm telling you, I'm talking. I'm talking loud. Most people say I'm talking loud and saying nothing. I don't care. Don't care. George, you're going down.
All right. Well, here's the deal. If
George, you're going
just
down.
Just be quiet. Be quiet. I'm hoping that Pac Pros jumps in here and takes this. If not, I'm going to have to drop him and another player. And I know who I'm going to drop. But I'll make that decision tomorrow morning in about 5 hours or so, because I can't wait to an hour before the draft to do so. They got to do the draft order and all that other good stuff, because it's going to be randomized 30 minutes prior to the draft, and you got to get it done. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen.
Are we drafting today or tomorrow?
Today. It's going to be today. It's back to the time that originally set it at.
Okay.
So that's
10:30. Hope you didn't have a
computer. No. Only one person jumped on and said something. That tells me no one else is checking their email.
Okay.
So that's where we're going with that. I think it's important to, although I want 12, I'm going to take 10 that's got their money down. And well, that means I have to kick you out. But you're lucky you're a co-commissioner. Really, you are. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to say. Don't pull a Ricky on me.
Come on, man. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. It'll be there. It'll be there before you know it.
All right. At any rate, we got 10 minutes left alive. What you got planned for the master plan tomorrow?
We got a draft, man. Parlay Palace. Mike Wright's draft, 10 o'clock in the morning, 10, 11 o'clock at night for you. You will not be catching any sleep
Sunday
in the next
night.
Couple of days. You are not. You are
dude.
One more out person.
I'm
telling gonna
tell
you
right now. Okay, yeah. So here's the deal. I had a draft this afternoon at 3 o'clock, the live draft. Okay. It went a little longer than expected. Then I came home and was messing around with the schedules and stuff, trying to make sure everybody played their division rivals first couple weeks of the season, last couple weeks of the season. And then I realized, oh, God, the draft is going to be during the show for Yahoo. I need to get some sleep. So I went to bed about 11, woke up at 1, and luckily I play All the Way Up, and it got my energy going. So I loaded it to the board so I could play it to keep me going, because I needed that bass thump. And then when you didn't call in at first, I was like, oh, man, this is going to be a long show of me calling picks, yawning on air. But then Jeff called in. So I talked. I went on a little rant, and then Jeff talked a little bit. Then he went to the draft, and he jumped on board. But, dude, I got ours tomorrow night at 11:30 at night, and
we're talking
at
about
12.
At night. We're just on.
That's 11:30 for me. I mean 10:30 in the morning for me. 10:30 in the morning for me, I should say. So. The ESPN. So in about 7 hours, I'm going to get up and do the ESPN league. And then 10 o'clock Monday morning is when I'm doing. No, 11 p.m. Sunday night, I'm doing Parlay Palace.
Yeah.
Then let me hold on. I got another draft. Let me see. I got another draft. When is Guys with Big Shoes?
3 o'clock, half hour from now.
No, it ain't. Guys with Big Shoes is 19 hours from now.
What are you talking about? He changed it?
It says 19 hours and 36 minutes. August 28th. Sunday, August 28th at 10 a.m.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at right now.
Oh. That's the same time as the other league. Unbelievable.
Well, I got two computers. And I got my phone. I got two computers and my phone just in case. I'll do one draft on my phone.
Unbelievable. No. Vic. This what gets me aggravated, and I know we're going to go off soon, but this gets me aggravated. I've been, if you look at the on the message board,
you've been asking for a while. I know. I agree with you. You've been asking.
3 weeks.
I know, bro. I know.
3 weeks, and the last one, and because I'm looking at it right now, the last one, Will, which is fine. Whatever he said. Why is everyone worried? Didn't Pacheco win the title with an auto draft? That was in 8:30 this morning. 8:58, Joe Masson answers 28th early, 10 a.m. with question marks. And then he comes back again at 9:12. If auto draft isn't an option, then any time on 28th is good, morning or evening. Donnell replies at 9, just after him, and 6 minutes later. I'll be there on the 28th at 10 a.m. Joe Masson, you're right, but my team sucked. I made a trade and key pickups. So he responded to Will, who said about auto drafting, and the guy said, "Yeah, but my team sucked." Really? Really? And if you looked at my message earlier, I said in the afternoon. I asked in the afternoon. And that was the beginning of the month, 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago. And now, at the last minute, they change it to 10 o'clock. I can't say, oh, I can't do it now. But at the 10 o'clock in the morning, when I was asking for them to do it in the afternoon.
I know, bro.
You can't do this. That's what I'm saying. Changing draft times, you can't do it at the last minute. Can't do it at the last, because it screws people up.
Sure does.
Screws people up. You have a draft date. If you're going to change it, and you can't change it the day before or the day of the draft to tomorrow. And then, you know, because I'm not saying everybody, but most people, a lot of people have more than one draft, and they allot their times to be able to draft at a certain time and pay attention to that one draft. Now,
hey, got a question for you.
Yeah.
Question for you. You do realize we got another draft, right? In an hour?
Yeah.
The dudes
we have a draft. We have a draft in a hour.
Yahoo.
Yes. Now it's an hour. Yes.
I didn't realize that. That's why I'm going through it right now.
Yeah.
And this is the one I just won last year.
It's 10 a.m. And now I got two drafts at the same freaking time. Unfreaking real. Unbelievable. I mean, I could deal with a draft that's staggered. You could deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, imagine you have kept your draft at 10:30.
I know.
You see what I'm saying?
No, it is at 10:30. Mine's at 10:30 p.m.
No. Imagine if you had changed your draft to tomorrow at 10:30.
Then we would have
had two drafts starting at 10 o'clock, one at 10:30, which is impossible. That's impossible to do.
It's not impossible. It's just difficult. Very, very difficult.
It's gonna be difficult. I mean, I got more than one computer. I got more than one screen to look at. But it's a pain. But how can you effectively draft? Paying attention
Brother,
to who's drafting on two different screens.
I can't answer that.
Yeah, no,
I did not realize I had this other draft, dude. Ugh, that means I got to stay up. God dang it.
Yeah, so you would have to stay up anyway. You would have to stay up anyway.
No, I didn't. Dude, I was going to hang up on you in 2 minutes, get me some sleep, then get up and do the draft. But, wow.
So
hopefully,
we have a draft.
This is 20 teams, though. God dang, 20 teams.
330. How many teams?
It's 20 teams in this one, dude.
What? I thought it was only 16. 20 teams?
Hold on. Let me count. 2, 4, 6, 8. Yeah, 16. My bad.
Okay.
My bad.
That's bad enough. This is the biggest league I've ever been in. Biggest league I've ever been in. 16
all right.
teams and with all those defensive players. Wow.
Yeah, I know. Well, we got to get off the air right now.
You sure you want to get off the air, man?
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep you on here. I'm trying to keep you on here, man, because you may fall asleep and not wake up. You sure?
No. I'm not going to fall asleep, I promise, now that I know. That's why I went through it. I'm like, hey, halfway through the draft, I might bail, dude. I have to get all my starters. I might be out. I ain't going to lie about that. I'm going to get all my starters and go auto draft.
Speaking of out, looks like you're going to be out of the playoffs unless you – do a big turnaround, because my team is not how you start, it's how you finish.
Yeah, you finish. Shut up. You're not going to make the playoffs.
Hey,
you know you're not going to make the playoffs, right?
Let me put it this way. You know I'm winning
the top four. No, but the top four teams making that the top six.
I thought the top six. You sure about that?
Check it real quick.
I thought it was the top six. I could have sworn it was the top six.
I think it's the top four.
I could have sworn it was the top six.
I think it's the top four, brother.
I could have sworn it was the top six, but I could be wrong.
I believe you are. Because it's only 10 teams, and I figured I'm not going to put six teams in the playoffs for a 10-team league in baseball. Football, different story. But baseball, yeah, I'm not doing six teams. But that's what it is, brother. JT?
I'm listening.
Oh. Okay. It's time to get up out of here, brother. We got 1 hour left, one draft. Then there's a break. Oh, I already told my wife, dude. I already told her it's going to be hectic all weekend. I'm locked in the room. Her and my boys are in the living room right now. This is the war room. Nobody comes in the war room.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude. The bedroom is off limits for the next couple of days.
Oh. What? What? You're gonna lock your life partner out of the room?
I didn't lock her out. She just knows not to be here. Because she's going to want to talk and play her music and stuff. And I got to focus. I can't do the show and draft. And if I'm, hey, dude, she's doing first fantasy league, man. She's doing a first fantasy league. Yeah, the draft, well, we did a live draft, as I said earlier today, and I needed an extra person because one of my people backed out. So I auto picked her team. She has the second best team, dude. I was like, wow. Dude, she has a beast team. No joke.
Okay.
But I'm going to help her set it up and all that stuff.
Now she's got to manage it.
Yeah. I'm going to help her manage it.
I told my niece, the easiest part of playing fantasy football, the draft.
Yeah, managing week to week.
Yep.
Week to week, especially, you know, knowing that Thursday night game and stuff. Anyway, so she's going to be in that league. And the rules are, because it's two couples, mine and another couple's in it. So we cannot trade with our spouses. And the sad part is I want some of her players. I really do. I had to put that rule in there because I didn't want nobody to think that I was going to be conniving because my wife is in it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in two different divisions. I also made that an issue too. She can't be in my division and the other spouse can't be in the other spouse's division. Anyway, I want to thank everybody. Huh?
Sooner or later, we're going to have to play each other.
Oh, yeah, we'll play each other. But it's not going to be two teams in one division. You know what I mean? I didn't want that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to thank everybody for listening to the show. This was one of the fastest draft we've ever done. And hope you enjoyed it. Unfortunately, a couple people didn't make it. Very unfortunate, but they'll mess around and have a team to mess around with. Hopefully make some trades and hit the waiver wire. 10 teams, plenty of talent out there. Plenty.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just
see
what people do. You got anything you want to say, JT?
Well, good luck to you in your next coming drafts. I'm talking about you, Victor, because we're in two, three, four more drafts together. Wow. And I'll be on a master plan. I'll be talking about, unfortunately, both my drafts because they're starting at the same time, two different ones on ESPN. I don't know how I'm going to do that, but we'll see what happens. But we'll be talking. The show is going to be dedicated to drafting. Plain and simple. We're going to be in a live draft. Hopefully Victor will join us. But who knows?
Oh,
he may be knocked out.
Hey, dude, I can't. I'll be there because $100, I got to be in that draft. Black's draft? All right. Black's draft, I might go for, like, just my offensive players and let the defensive players just, you know, whatever. But –
But I'll be sending you an invitation, and then it's up to you whether you want to jump in and keep me company or you just want to blow me off like you normally do. But that's okay.
For real, dude. That's not how it is. But since I got to be up now, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, this time next week, ladies and gentlemen, this time next week, JTAT and Money Myself will be discussing several of our drafts and the results. Also, I'll be able to discuss the first high school football game that I get to coach. That's right.
Ooh.
My first ever high school football game that I get to coach. I'll be talking about the win, I hope, and if we happen to lose, the loss. But
what position, coach? Are you defensive, offensive, what?
Offensive coordinator.
Give me a little hint. I know nobody's listening to that. That's going to be going up against you right now.
Oh, we're going to be running. We're running, dude. Okay. We're running.
You're running. You're a Hugh Jackson type of guy. Am I right about that?
No, I am a Bill Walsh, Joe Gibbs type. So we have a West Coast offense mixed in with a little spread, mixed in with a balance of run. I like to throw the ball, but these guys, these young kids, I have maybe two or three good receivers, but they also are playing the defensive side of the ball too. So I can't burn them out, but so much.
Right. Okay. All right. What about your quarterback?
My quarterback, he's a middle linebacker, and he can throw 50 yards easy.
Okay.
And he's accurate.
That's my next question.
The thing is his decision making. He wants to go deep every time because he can throw 50 yards.
That high school male testosterone kicks in. I want to show you how good my arm is, and I want to get those big splash plays to no guts, no glory, man.
I just want the first down. That's what I tell him.
Yeah,
just give me the first down, dude. Just give me the first down. And I'll send a go route.
Ball
that's what he
wall.
Does. So what will happen is I'll do a go route, right? And I'll have a go route mixed with a out route. And we only need like 7 yards. So I'm like, dude, throw the out. He'll throw the go route, and he'll be like, well, he was open. I was like, dude, we need the first down. You overthrew him by like 10 yards. He might have been open, but you overthrew him. But other than that, you know, he's found his favorite receiver. And that's what I'm trying to, you know, hey, look, don't kill him every play. Because it's sooner or later, the safety's going to come over and help out that cornerback. And then you're going to have to go to the other side. Or you're going to have to check it down. So that's what I'm telling them. But that's what we're going to talk about next week, ladies and gentlemen. That's how we're going to roll. I want to thank my co-host, JTATM Money. He's my dude. This year, he's going to try to do the feat that I did. Five-time single-season champion. He's going to try it. Doubt it. But he's there, and he's in it to win it. Also, I want to thank Jeff the Joker, who's also our buddy, our co-host on one of the shows, for coming on. And we appreciate it. Good luck to you all in your fantasy drafts. And may all of your winnings pay us some way, shape, or form. With that being said, JT,
hey,
we're out of here.
From you and yours, we appreciate you listening. But you know what you've been listening to?
Fantasy Sports and Politics.
Get ready to rumble.
You want to talk smack? You in the right place. So take a step back before I get all up in your face. I know you got your little views. You know I got mine. But there's like 50 other dudes holding on the phone line. Your voice will be heard, sir.
Next caller, please.
And if I don't concur, we can agree to disagree.
We're talking Fantasy Sports and Politics.